Knowing your triggers, as an addiction recovery chaplain, addiction recovery chaplains often serve people who are vulnerable, ashamed, fearful, discouraged, or in crisis. This kind of ministry can stir strong reactions inside the chaplain. To serve wisely, the chaplain must know personal triggers. A trigger is not only something that affects people in recovery, helpers have triggers too. A chaplain may feel anxious when someone relapses, angry when someone lies, protective when someone cries, controlling when someone resists accountability, or proud when someone depends on them. These inner reactions matter because they can shape ministry decisions. For example, a chaplain who fears conflict may avoid asking hard safety questions. A chaplain who wants to be needed may become the person's preferred private helper. A chaplain who has unresolved family pain may become overly involved in someone's recovery. A chaplain who hates relapse may respond with disappointment instead of steadiness. A chaplain who loves dramatic testimony may push someone to share too soon. Self-awareness protects ministry. A wise chaplain asks, "Why did that conversation affect me so strongly? Am I trying to rescue this person? Am I afraid they will reject me if I set a boundary? Am I becoming frustrated because they are not changing fast enough? Am I keeping secrets because I want to be trusted? Am I replacing the sponsor, pastor, counselor, or recovery leader? Do I need supervision, prayer, or debriefing?" Knowing your triggers does not mean you stop caring. It means you care with maturity. It means you notice when compassion is turning into control, when mercy is turning into enabling, when availability is turning into dependency, or when disappointment is turning into shame. The addiction recovery chaplain must also have healthy rhythms. Serve with a team when possible. Debrief difficult situations. Follow church or ministry protocols. Maintain safe communication boundaries. Do not meet in unsafe isolation. Do not make yourself available at all hours without accountability. Do not carry another person's recovery alone. Jesus calls chaplains to love people, not to become their savior. That distinction is holy and freeing. A chaplain who knows personal triggers can become more trustworthy. They can respond instead of react. They can listen without rescuing. They can encourage accountability without harshness. They can pray without taking over. Before serving others in recovery, the chaplain must keep asking, "What is happening in me and how can I stay faithful to my role?" That question can protect lives, ministries, and souls.